Virgin Shiva, Lesson 26. Be like the river water. You can plainly see that we have to go into the subconscious basement and straighten it out, if need be, by letting go and becoming free. That's easy to say. It's a little more difficult to do. Why? Because the basement took time to fill, and it takes time to clean. If we were to straighten out the subconscious basement too fast, that would not be good. It would be going against a natural law. It would be like pouring hot water on plants, as they do commercially, to make them bloom quickly. We must not force natural law. So we take time in our spiritual unfoldment. The more time you are willing to take, the less pressure you have on yourself, and the faster you will attain a permanent enlightenment. Let's look again at the river of life as it flows into the sea, and again relate that to ourselves, and see ourselves letting go of the river banks, merging ourselves into this river, flowing with it, and realizing ourselves as the essence of life. Let us not worry about the past ever again. Do not even think about the past. Face everything that comes up in the light of the present, not in the darkness of the past. Be like the river water. Water flows freely anywhere, easily finding its way around rocks and trees. Be pliable in your life, moving in rhythm with life. Let go of everything that blocks the river of life's energy. Watch your thinking and be careful of your thoughts. Judge every action that you make. Judge every word you speak with this law. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it helpful? Is it necessary? Be your own kind to judge and make each second a day of judgment, for each second is really a day if you live life fully. If you live completely each second, you will experience many days inside each 24 hours. Be free from life's attachments and don't allow any more negative attachments to occur in your life. Loosen yourself. Be free. Attachments bring all sorts of complications. Freedom brings no complication at all. So, that is what we have to do. Recreate our lives each second. Become affectionately detached and manifest a greater love through action. Selfless service to mankind makes you free in the world of mortals. Measure yourself objectively with the river of life and merge with it into the sea of life. Let your service to mankind begin at home and radiate out to the world. Begin at home with those closest to you before venturing out among friends and strangers. Let your example be your first teaching. Be free from the past, abide in the present, detach yourself from the future, and live in the eternal now. Om Namah Shivaya.